This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday formally delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate. It charges former President Donald Trump with inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington. The article of impeachment paves the way for a trial of the former president before the U.S. Senate and a proceeding that could render him ineligible to hold public office in the future. House managers have concentrated on building their case around the words of the president in the run-up to the breach of the Capitol building. They argue that he incited the violence that resulted in five deaths and the vandalism of one of the nation's most important public buildings on the day lawmakers met to certify the results of the presidential election. The former president's Senate trial, his second in 4 years, is set to begin February 9th. The independent watchdog at the U.S. Justice Department said Monday he's launching an investigation into whether anyone at the Justice Department engaged in an improper attempt to overturn President Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would examine the actions of current and former Justice Department officials, but not those elsewhere in the government. Former Attorney General William Barr, who headed the Justice Department before leaving office a month ago, said the agency had, quote, not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome than Biden's victory. But former President Trump, whose four-year term in the White House ended last Wednesday when Mr. Biden was inaugurated, for weeks made unfounded claims of voting and vote counting irregularities that cheated him out of re-election, even as judges dismissed about 60 court cases claiming fraud in the key states that Biden won. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for massive and speedy COVID-19 vaccination campaigns in both developed and developing countries. He urged rich nations to make their excess doses available to poor countries. Guterres made his comments in a virtual presentation at the World Economic Forum, which is being held online this year. He cautioned that if the virus mutates, it could become resistant to the newly developed vaccines, and he said vaccine production needs to be significantly scaled up. The Secretary General's remarks come as the global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 2 million people, and confirmed cases approach 100 million, according to Johns Hopkins University. The vaccine rollout has been slow and clumsy in some of the world's richest nations, while virtually non-existent in some of the poorest. A new Oxfam report on economic inequality has found that the world's 1,000 richest people will only need 9 months to recoup their financial losses linked to the coronavirus pandemic, yet it says it could take at least 14 times longer for people living in poverty to return to pre-pandemic levels. The report from the British charity said almost every country on earth will register an increase in economic inequality due to the pandemic. That's the first time ever that the whole world has followed the same economic trend. But Oxfam found that the world's 10 richest men have seen their combined wealth increase by $500 billion since the beginning of the pandemic. It said that would be more than enough to ensure every person on Earth got the COVID-19 vaccine and to ensure that no one is pushed into poverty by the pandemic. U.S. efforts to put the image of anti-slavery activist Harriet Tubman on the front of the $20 bill have been renewed after being dropped during the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that the Treasury Department is resuming efforts to put the 19th century abolitionist, herself a former slave, on the $20 bill. She had been selected during the Obama administration to replace Andrew Jackson, the nation's seventh president, on the currency. That initiative was sidelined by the Trump administration. Psaki said specifics on a new timeline for reintroducing the redesigned currency would be announced when finalized by the U.S. Treasury Department, which handles currency design decisions. U.S. President Biden has selected Janet Yellen to be his Treasury Secretary. She is the first woman to hold that position in the department's 232 years and was confirmed by the Senate just hours ago. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.